ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
The Gemara on Sanhedrin Daf Kufei, Bezer Hashem, we're going to start on the Banim of Kuf Dalet on the base. That's where the Gemara starts. As the Gemara asks, Mimanan, who made this list? We had a list in the Mishnah of Dalet Melachim and Gimel Hed, and Gimel Melachim and Dalet Hedyaitis. Who made this list in the Mishnah? So what's the style of the Gemara? Mean Manon. So many Maimari Chazal, and we don't have a question of who said the Maimari Chazal. As the Marsha, B'yes Arichus, in the Sefer Be'sheva, the Masber, that Bishleima by regular Maimari Chazal, which are Tali and Chachma, is Tali the Chacham say a Maimari Chazal. We don't ask me who said it. Over here, when we're handling, who's the Ben Olam Haba? Is it something which is Tali HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does a person know who did mitzvahs? What a person does? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Like it's Mefurish in the Hemshech of the Gemara with Shleima HaMelech, that they wanted to count him as the Ein Lo Chelek Lo Olam Haba. And at the end, Hashem said that you don't know, only Hashem knows. Thus, Frank the Gemara, Mimanon, who's possible to make a list, who's a Ben Olam Haba, who's not a Ben Olam Haba? If he said the Teretz of the Gemara is the Anshei Knesset Agdoila, Zok the Marsha and the Be'er Sheva, because they had Nevi'im. As Alpi Nevu'ah, it's shaykh to know what goes on in Shemayim. As that was the Teretz of the Gemara, that the list was Alpi Nevu'ah. Yesh Lodim Bezeh, Aray, we find in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik on one of them. If they said it Midin Nevu'ah, as how could Rabbi Yehuda be Chaylik? Gam, the Darshi Rishumois, the Ramah learns that the Chaylik on the Mishnah, and they learn all of them come to Olam Haba. As Luchari, you have to say, Gam b'ze oimrim ein toira min ha-shamayim, Gam b'nevuah. So nevuah is Moshe Rabbeinu. But if a Navi is Mechadish Abshat, as Kilu, it's toira's lab in ha-shamayim, it's nitin lachla, kimuvan, the only being Chaylik, mikoyach ha-drash in the Pasek, but still. It's neat and lachlik. The Be'er Sheva is on this Mahalach of the Marshon, the Be'er Sheva, that how could you say that only Mitoich Nevuah, Arei Chazal was Doirish in each one from Sukkim, Shein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba? As Lechaira, this was a regular Chedushay Torah that they were Machadish, Al Pidrashis in Sukkim. Says Bemis, these drushes are not drushes gmuris, it's not mafurish in the drusha. The only Ramazim Baalma, Asmachtes, as Chazal understood, Gil the Gemara understood that Avada, they're not drushes gmura, there was a previous Messiah. As Frag the Gemara, how could you have such a Messiah? Who could know? Lachaira, you could have asked the Shail of the Be'er Sheva, Benusach Acher. The Be'er Sheva is that. How could we say it's Midin Nevuah, Ayetz Darshim Yipsukim? L'chor, you could ask Nova Shaila. Then he answers, I'm Sesmachta, okay. L'chor, Misfarein Lam Chelek Lailam Haba. They were Choytu Befirsim. That's Chet Biyad Rama. Ain't L'chor Chet Biyad Rama Gadol Misu. They were Choytu, Chelek Lam Choytu, Machti Yisar Rabim. But Ain't Lam Chelek Lailam Haba. The Gemara, when it brings a pasuk, L'chayra is because Misvara, and the Gemara is also saying there's also a pasuk. As I say, what do you need Nevuah for? It's so obvious, saying Lam Chelek Lailam Haba. Abanire, and Be'etzem, the Darshay Rishuma Sacholek, they say they do have a Chelek in Lailam Haba. Yes. So you have to say, maybe it's possible that they did Shuva. Or maybe there was a kapara or something that took off the very yeshla, but it's nishta zebar. Does that mean the Be'er Sheva has another shayla that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik in the Mishnah on what Menashe is ain't lechaylik loylam haba. The chayri wasn't in the door of Anji Knesset Agdeila b'chlal. He was much much later. So how could he be chaylik aleihem? He answers that he was chaylik on the Chachamim b'Midor, Sha'amra Memra, and the Kavana is there tiny b'shem the Anjei Knesset Agdeila, Menashe in lechelig loylam haba. Tiny tribute and name. Anshe kneshes loylam never said such a thing. It can't be. As he's kilu chaylek on the Messiah. Lule Dibre, the Mashon, the Be'er Sheva, that explained the Shailam Mimonam, because it's not possible to know. Only a Navi, so he has Kamakashas on it. You could have learned the reason why the Gemara asked Mimonon is for the Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to want to say, Bikshu Limnoi Seidecha, the Anshe Knesset Sagdela wanted to add one more. The Shailam Mimonon is not like every member you have to know who said it. No, over here we had a reason, because we wanted to continue the story of Bikshu Limnoi Seidecha. They want to put one more melech on the list. As what's the reason why? As Masha says, because the pasuk says, "B'seif yamav hitu nashem es levavay lasa safay dezara." L'chayra yesh lan al zeh. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav says, "Kol ha'im shleima chayte taye." Hare shleima wasn't chayte b'avay dezara be'emes. Rakshaloy Michu Biyadam. A person doesn't lose his chelik in Olam Haba if he's not Moichan Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Zulay the Marsha learn Inochinami, it's a machlokes. Danchik Gedoyses Agdoyla Cholkim. Emes you have a Gemara Daime by Ruvain. Over there it's a machlokes if he was Chayta or not. As Efsha, this Gemara is Chaylik. Danchik Knesses Agdoyla Hol, he really did a chet. Lulei Dvarav, Lamaisa, you could have said that the Makar that he's saying, Lechelik Loilam Haba, the Gemara and Brisa brings the Brisa on Kuv Gimel Amid Beis, that Rav Shimon ben Eloza, Amem Yishum Remeya, Shekol Misha Kosim Boy, Vayas Harab, Eini Hashem, is saying, Lechelik Loilam Haba. Shloima Melech, it was Kosim on him, Vayas Harab, Eini Hashem. Because they weren't asking Misvara, Ay, he's alive, Ben Olam Haba. They're asking Lamaisa, the Klal is. Kol mi shenem b'vayas hara b'eini Hashem, it's ain't l'chelig l'olam haba. As the Gemara says, that first the Dmus of David came, they didn't listen. Then afterwards, Bo esh min ha-shamayim, v'lichra esh b'sav soleim. Fire came down from Shemayim and burnt the Safsalim. As Masha says, a Geshmak of Pshat in the Gemara, that this was Bishchus, that when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, it was Mispal Tashem, the Eish came down from Shemayim and ate the Korbanis. As it was going to Makavit Hashem, as Oysa Yesh came to be Seirif Oysam, that Eish that he caused. Other mefarshim want to learn that it's keneged the Torah of Shleima, the Torah's nimshal ke'esh, aloi koi dvarei ke'esh, num Hashem, Yirmiyah perik of Gimel. The Gemara says, l'maise, they will loy shamu l'simanim ha'elu. Z'yoch al-hazba, al-pi the Gemara mba metziya nun tesa me'beis, you have a machlekes, v'loza gadol, the chachamim, different simanim happened, min ha'shamayim. They didn't listen, they said it was yotza l'chvaydoi. So Adin Khan, actually, you could say, was Yatza Lechvaydai. Obviously, he has a bigger chiddush because he wasn't there. But Abba Efsha Filuachi was Yatza Lechvaydai. And then afterwards, went out of Baskol. And they didn't listen to the Baskol. As what's the pshat? Also, Al Derech the Gemara and Bamitzi over there, that it went out of Baskol. And Yeshua was Tain, as Taira Lav Beshamayimi. You could be Mazbin of Farshimias. How come the second Baskel they listened to, the first Baskel they didn't? The Fize is the Chzeya Geshmak. The first Baskel said that this is his Chos, he deserves to get Olam Haba. Look, we hold that Chos is not enough for Olam Haba. Taira la Bashamayimi. The second Baskel said, Taira, that these in Yonim are not a chelik of Torah, which is Nimsa L'Bnei Yodam. Why is Torah La B'Shamayim? Because Torah is Nimsa L'Bnei Yodam. That's in Hachra'az and Dinim of the Torah. Because that's Nimsa L'Bnei Yodam. Abaschar Shaloi Lom Haba, that's not Nimsa L'Bnei Yodam. That's Rak Toli B'Hashem. As I was saying, then they were maskal to the Baskal Achran, because we're saying, Klapi, this din, you don't say Torah La B'Shamayim. the Baskal Arishin that was Yatza, it said, Misha Higdim Beisi LeBeisai, and he was Makdim to build a Beis HaMikdash before his palace. Gam, he was Mizdaris in the Beis HaMikdash, and only took him 7 years. Mashenki, when he came to his house, it took him 13 years. He wasn't as Mizdaris. Ef Shalai Mashen, like Chelek Lailam Haba. It shows the mid of Zrizis, the mid of Ava of Shlaima Melech. But Tzarech Bia was Beseda. He had a Gvaldigas Schos, he did a big Schos. But afterwards, he did an Aveira that was Gairim, Shiavar Eilam Haba. Arid Binyan Beis HaMikdash was in Tchilas Malchusai, in the time where it says he was Chayte Beseif Malchusai. Senachinami, at that time, he was a Gvaldigas Ben Eilam Haba, he did a big mitzvah. Aber, the Beseif, he did a Chet, as he's in Lechelik Leilam Haba, what's Pshan in the Baskal? As even though they were Deicha the Baskal, of what was the Habamina, what was the Pshat in the Baskal? Yeah, it's Amuchach, that's the reason why they were Deicha the Baskal. Yeah. But you can be Mazbe the Gemara two ways. You can be Mazbe the Gemara, Shaloi, before we Mazbe the Gemara, Ula, you could have a question on a Dova Adayma, famous Meme Chazal, Kol Hashon Halachos, Shtei Halachos, or Halachos B'yoyim, it's muftach loyishu ben olam haba. How can you say it's muftach loyishu ben olam haba? Maybe do a chet shein lechelik loyolam haba. What is the grace of haftacha? But you can be mazbe in two fanim. You can be mazbe that somebody who does such a tremendous mitzvah like Shlomo HaMelech did, that he built a Beis HaMikdash b'Zrizos, a zikher, a Kodesh Baruch will watch over him that he shouldn't do a chet. There's certain schusim that a person does that kilu he zeicha teshmira. He reached a certain madrig. He's not going to lower himself afterwards. V'yesh ladnal se. That's what he's muchta ben olam haba when he learns to halachas hayoyim teshmira. V'yesh ladnal se miyechnan koin gadol. Shayu koin gadol shmoinim shamna. Saif Nasis Stuki, the Mishnah Novice says on this, Altan Matsmuchad Yoim Moisai. Eb should be Machalik, that over there is talking about a person that Kilu did normal, Taira Mitzis, Rav Mitzis, he was a Tzaddik, Emaladaber. About Mold is a Meyuchadigas Chus that has a Koyach to be Shamer on a person. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning, also Chiddush, is a mold is a mitzvah that's machriya keneged kol averis, and gam an avera that normally makes a person in lechelik loylam haba, but sometimes you could do as a mitzvah gdaila that it could make that he should have a chelik loylam haba. As the esem musig that the mitzvah gdailas that a machriya keneged averis, this is a famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perigimel. Halacha Beis, that the Rambam says, Misha Roiva Menosov, Meis Miyad. He was bombing the Rambam, the Raivitz Kasha, there are many Rishayim that don't die right away. Azok the Rambam, because there are times that people do mitzvahs that a shakal can get harbe averis. It's Raka Kodesh Baruch who knows the weight. He brings a raya from the Ben of Yerovam that let the people go up to be Oilel Regel. As you see, there's this musig that mitzvahs weigh more than averus. As over there is talking about misa b'olam hazeh. However, the lecha mishnah is mefarish. It's going on the din la'olam haba. Even in the din la'olam haba, is a musig that one mitzvah could weigh more than many averus. However, you could be matre that over there is talking about when the reason why he's going to get him is roif averis, toif. As if you do a mitzvah which weighs a lot, that could be shekel more than the ribuy of the averis. But over here is a different problem. It's a problem of a ein lo chelik lo ilam haba. Because it's different. Befrat, you could be meisich that there's a famous Shiloh the Rambam says that someone who doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim is a koifer ve'ein lechelik loyla maba. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is mishamayimin that Hashem doesn't have. You have to have a munah that Hashem doesn't have a guf. As the Ravid in Hilchas Tshuva asked on the Rambam, the harbe toivim tzaddikim that made a mistake, and they saw the psukim say that loshen of guf on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they understood it kipshutai. They mamish with tzaddikim, they did the best they can, they were tmimim. You're going to say that they lose their chelik in Olam Haba? Reb Chaim answered the shail of the Ravid Bidasa Rambam, Nebuchadnezzar apikairis, zecher an apikairis, be a dvarov, that you need a certain something to be a ben Olam Haba. It's not the word, it's an oinish for that veira that you could tie in if he's a shaygig, why should he lose it? It's not so chomer. No, you have to be maimin in emunas Hashem in order to be zeicha to Olam Haba. Because even if you're a nebuch, but lamais, if you're missing it, you're not roi lo Olam Haba. As lefi zeh, that together vein lechelik lo Olam Haba is that you ain't a roi because you're missing an emunah. As it's much more reason to say Bishlame if the reason is the Choymer Aveira, as then you could say that if there's a mitzvah which has such a tremendous chus, it can outweigh the Choymer of the Aveira. But if you the way Reb Chaim's learning the Rambam, it's the word in Choymer Aveira. It's the word, you're not Roy. You can have a Gevaldig mitzvah, but you're not Roy to get there. B'daimel is that you have in the Gemara on Daf Kuv Gimel on Bitbeis. The Gemara says, Shaloi manu micha ba Mishnah. The Gemara asks, why weren't we manu micha in the Mishnah? Shein lechelek loyla maba. The Gemara says that because pitoi mitzuya lo'evre drachim. So over there also, we saw you could be mistopic. Doesn't mean the schus of pitoi mitzuya lo'evre drachim was machriya loyla maba. Then you'd have a makar over here. We saw the Yadraman that Gemara says not that way. Yadraman says that it's just the time why he wasn't in the Mishnah, but Avada, he's Ein Lo Chelik Lo Olam Haba. Question was, Lefi Tosis in Saita that learns the other ones, the ones later on in Kuf Daled, when the Gemara answers that the reason why it was no mana is because Brahma Zaka Abba, as it means. Well, because he was Neschap Raveirus, it means the reason why he was Loimana was because he does have a Chelik Loilum Haba. So Shailid, would we have a Makkah from Taisis to argue in the Ramah? He didn't say it in the beginning ones. But Efshet's Mashma, that they're all the same. Yeshless topic. If you would say it's Mashma that Taisis learned all of them the same, because Taisis is Medayik from the fact it was Loimon in the Mishnah that it is a Chelik Loilam Haba, there's a Ksazdiyik in Taisis that way. As then we'd have a Makkah from the Gemara that Taisis holds that there could be a mitzvah that could override Zaveris. This also is a makomless topic in the Darshei Rishumos that they say Kolelu Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba. They have a makom from. Shaila is what are they arguing on? Father, they did Averus Sheinlam Chelik Loilam Haba. As Wailu B'Seif De Zeicha. Zeida Pam Yeshlot. Maybe they did a mitzvah, which is Machriya Kineged Averus. Once we're Machadish, there is such a musik. Or you could be Deich and say that the oinish that they were makabel was so great that it took off the avera that made Shein Lechelik Loilam Haba. Masha is Mazbe the Drasha, that the Gemara, the Darshi, Rishumas Darshan, Li Gilad, Alachav Shenofel, Beramat Gilad. Why is the Pasik being Meramiz on Achav Belashin Gilad? As it's coming to be Megalatus, why he was Zeichet Alim Haba? Because he was Mace B'Misa Meshuna, as it was Neskapra Olav. Well, here also, L'chayra, in this way of learning like the Masha, also be a Raya like Rav Chaim. Bishlam, if you learn, it's the word of Chaymer Aveira, then you could say you got a misa mishuna that's mechapra lava. But if you're upchaim that he's saying a roi, it's not shaykh a kapara chayra. Gemara then says, Dolshe Rishumais, Hayayimim Kulam Boyin, Lo'ilam Haba. And the Darshan Samapasik, that Kulam Aboyim, Lo'ilam Haba. The Rashi says, what does it mean, Dolshe Rishumais? Rishumais means Psukim, that they tied it on the Mishnah as a Raya from a Pasik, not that way. Ramah learns that Elchinami, the Choylek on the Mishnah. I in the Sefer Pete Tzaddik, the liquid from Sifri Reb Tzaddik that he brings from Tzaddik Mahalchim. What's the tanya that he's not choylik on the Mishnah? Ayin Sham. The Pashas of the Gemara, learning the Gemara, you would understand the Darshe Rishumos hold that these people, Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba, the Josh is going on Miyuchadika people. I'm not saying everyone. It's Ein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba. Is L'Seif Ba'al Idei Olam Haba. Moshe Shapiro was maybe Leshem. Leshem is one of the Sefer Kabbalah. You say this to Kubalim. And wants to be Mechadish that Lufi Darshe Rishumas, everyone has a Tikkun. Everyone that's Einam Chelik Lailam Haba, the B'Saif has a Tikkun. Kaddish Baruch Hu makes sure everyone has a Gviser Tikkun. It's a Chiddush Gadol. I said to Gavaldik and Limut Zchus, everyone the B'Saif have a Tikkun. No, but it's a Chiddush, can I get the Pashtis? He brings also a yes on himself in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Yad Zayin that says Einam Chelik Lailam Haba is indeed in the Dairi Dairis Pashtis Mashma. There's no Tikkun. He wants the tiny no, the besaif, there is a gviser tikkun. Gemara on the top of Kufay, the Gemara brings that the Darshan Zimaposik, Madua Shevu Amaze Yushalayim Meshuva Nitzachas. The Gemara Darshans, that there was a tshuva Nitzachas, the Masha explains. That Avada L'Bisayif, there were HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered it, but it means there was something that looked like a tshuva nitzachas. As the Mahalach of Shmuel is, Shem Tanu, Shem Avodim, Shemachru Rabbam. The Isha Shegir Shabaylo. As a Mela, they're not Meshubit HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. The Hezbrin, their Taina is that we find in Tanakh Kama Yachasim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. One of them is that we're Avodim Lashem, either Mishum Briyas HaOlam, like Kulanu, Gam B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem was Koinus B'Avodim Tachas Mitzrayim, Tos Bim Yuchu to Klal Yisrael, Void Oifin of Yachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael is Isha. That it's called the Isha, Skip Sakim Mashiach Shirim, Uba'id Makaimais. As Klal Yisrael was tining, that there's a hefsik in both of these relationships. That mitzad Isha, Hashem gave them a gerushin. And Hashem threw them out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, Kilu, Eretz Yisrael. Tzad Avodim, Hashem sold them to the Nebuchadnezzar. What did Hashem be telling Bechazara? It's Mazbah the Mashah. That on the Taina that they were Gerishin, Hashem said, no, I never was Megarish you. Rak, I was Shaleich you, Mishum Shapasha Ban. A lady does something terrible, she gets thrown out of the house. Doesn't mean she's divorced. But he says, your Averis will cause you to get thrown out of the house, for I never divorced you. You could learn that there was a gerushin, but Hashem is saying, Mitzidi, I want the marriage. Mitzidecha, you were the one that caused the problems. As soon as you fix it, I'm ready to come back. Taiba the Mashah learns that it means that there was no gerushin b'chlam. And Taina, that they're no longer avodim because they were sold to Nebuchadnezzar, instead of the Gemara, and the Hemshech said, Nebuchadnezzar is Nikra Eved Hashem. Not because he was a grace at Tzaddik, like all the other people in Tanakh that were called Ever Hashem. That's why we call him Ever Hashem. Ametcha, that even a Rasha is the Eved Hashem, and whatever he's koine is koine to Hashem, because Masha koine Eved koine Rabbi. Hashem was telling them, it's not possible if you ever go out of my Rishus, because everything in the world is in my Rishus. But you're still my Avodim. Rabbi Baruch Hu tainted a different taina. That they tainted shelo yichoyin lazer b'tshuva yishem sheyetzaharu shaylet banu. The kavana is they were chayte chet kol kach harbei chatayim that they can't, the yetzaharu was shine shaylet legamri aleihem. There's nothing they could do to be chayze b'tshuva. Hashem amalem yisru yitzreichem. Dainu, there's no such thing. You could always be chayzer b'tshuva. It's just hard. Yisur yitzveichem. It's hard for you. It's yisurim to control yourself. But every person could control yourself. This is a limud gadol lididan sheteid lecha. There's certain yanim people feel it's just too hard for me to work on. That's what Klal Yisrael tainted. We worry about that veira too much. It's too hard for us to control ourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yisru, it's hard. I'm asking, I understand. If it's possible, it's g'day to do it. Yisru Yitzreichem. As Pashtis, the Pirush of Yisru is with just control yourself, that itself is Yisurim. The Yavitz wants to learn, it means with Taichachas Musa, like the Moran Dafei, the Brachas, it says that's the way a person is mitkaber on the Yitzah. But this Gemara is a Gevaldik Alimud Lekulanu. Never, ever think you will chayte in a way that you can't do tshuva. No matter how much, it's always possible to do tshuva. Vesher Gamze, you could learn in the Gemara we had before that Bnei Banav, Shal Sancheriv, and other Rishayim, Haman, Bukhayza B'tshuva. Gamze was a Limud Misham. Every person, every chet, avit shayich to be choyzer b'tshuva. A person could always come back. And that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yitzayin, the famous story of Elazar ben Dodaya. It's about kol zayna sheba oylam, mushchis, hayim v'nayra. Afilu hachi, he was choyzer b'tshuva, m'sayv zachal oylam haba. There's never a taina we can. It could be hard. Very hard. But if you do it, and if you keep it up, Be'ez Hashem, Abalatayim, Esayin, Oysayin, U'yatzliach, Be'ez Hashem. The Gemara then goes on to be mefarish, the Arbid Yaita, Shein, Amchilik, Lo'ilam, Hamu, Bilam, Doigach, Toifel, Ve'gechsi. The Gemara's first mefarish, Bilam. As the Gemara makes a diak, that Bilam is in the Chalik Lahaba, Masha, because he was Bilam, he was a Rasha. Although Bilam was a guy. Masha was Shai Goyim Yeshlam Chalik Lahilam Haba. Only Bilam, who was a Rasha, in the Chalik Lahilam Haba. The Gemara brings Machlekes Tanayim, that's Machlekes of Belazar and Reb Yeshua. Yeshua Taka learns up in a pasuk, and the Gemara brings that this man, the Yama, learns up in a pasuk. That's what he was tining Thomas Nafshi Moisi Sharim Bilam. He wanted to be Zeicha Lo'ilam Haba because it's possible for a guy to be Zeicha Lo'ilam Haba. Lamaisi, he wasn't because he was pagan. So how do we hold Lalocha in this Machlekes? The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Periches Alocha Yud Aleph is pasuk. The Rambam is Maisif. It's Dafka if they were Shamu Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach Mishum Shashem Siva. Meaning it's not enough that Misfara they held it's a righteous thing to do, a good thing to do. It has to be they're doing it because Hashem Siva. Zubim Makushet Hashem to be Zaycha Toilam Haba. The Svara bring from the Zaya Chodosh in Rus. He says, even if the Tana that holds that Yesh L'Goyim Chelek L'Olam Haba, it doesn't mean Ba'isay Madrega and Ba'isay Makam Shel Yisrael. This would be a Makam to be Masber, Targum Yenisim Bin Ozil, and Hinam Levadad Yishkan, which is also a Medrash, one Makam that Levada Gishka means Loilam Haba, that Klal Yisrael will be alone. The Goyim won't be with them. אז לחיר הגוי יש לה חלק לעולם הבא. הכיוון is, there's a חלק of עולם הבא that a guy doesn't get to. It's shot in the Gemara Navi Dazara, the Shiram and Beis, that there were Kvisa Goyim that did big mitzvahs. They were told, but if you want to get the full chelek in Olam Haba, you have to do a bris mila. A bris mila, the kavan, you have to be makabel Yiddishkeit. Because that's the way, even though they'll get Olam Haba, but the shpitz, that you have to do a gerus. As Bilam said, when he wanted to go to Olam Haba, Thomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim. So Mikan is a remez to the famous Midrash Tilim that says, "Design Kitim Olam Haba." The closest Kat Hashem, which is the one which gets the most Nenem Yisiv Hashchina, is Yisharim. As that was the tefillah of Bilam, that he wanted to be in Olam Haba with the Yisharim. You see the importance of Yashus. Gemara then continues and it says, Chutzes Mayel Klapish Maya. What's the Pshat? Chutzes Mayel Klapish Maya. As the Maral is Masber with the Gemara in Makis. That says a Klal, Vedero Shadam Reitz Lelech, Maylich and I say, as a Mela, if somebody is a mechutzif, and he wants to do something, even though it's connected Ratzon Hashem. Harei dan hagav Hashem is b'derev shadim reitzo leilech meilich and aisai. But you have to make a big hadgasha l'mreis. He gets his way, but it could be not good for him. Because over here, Bilam got his way, and he went. So if he got b'zienis, he wasn't able to do what he really wanted to do. V'ayid, he was killed in Olam Hazeh. It was nitcha from Olam Haba. It's not always a good if a person persists and is stubborn and gets his way, because many times he gets his way, but he's dead anyway. Then the Gemara says that the koyach of Bilam was that he was a yedeya das Elyain. The Gemara explains what was Yedeya Das Elyain, that he knew the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kayas. There's one rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kayas. As Moshe explained, that the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kayas means that an Oisei rega is this man with Shailat Milus Adin. Every day there's one rega where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noig V'midas Hadin. V'midas Hadin is Shailat. That's why it's a Mesukin Dika Rega. David Cohn was Maisif on this. He brought a Gra in the Sefer Kol Eliyahu. That's Masbe Hemshech HaGemara, which is very Geshmak with this Abtach. In the Gemara, it brings that in the Hemshech, of the bottom of Kufay and Beis, it brings that there is one man, the Yama says, a Malach was Soysim Piv. And the other one says, Nosim Piv Chika. What's the difference if he's Soysim Piv or Nosim Piv Chika? As he says, the Goyin says that the way a Chika works when it catches a dog is it gets stuck on the dog and it causes its tongue to come out. He says, it's coming to be Miramis, that there were two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Bilam. Malach Sasim Piv is what he wanted to say, Hashem didn't let him say. Chika means that Hashem made him say things that he didn't want to say. Al Karcha, he had to say them. As the Gaon says, Bemis, both of them are true. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. And he's Masbir, a Pasik, in the Torah, Al Pisa. he says that Bilam, the way he wanted, of course, bad things to happen to the Yid, is he wanted to be mekachig with Midas Adin. This Kvetch is like Mamish, like Ramosha, that's that regga, is Midas Adin. He wanted to be masked around them, the two Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are Midas Adin. That's one of the two Shemus that are Midas Adin, Kim, Midas Adin, and Ka, is Midas Adin. As when he said his klala, when he wanted to say his klala, he started to say these shemus. And Hashem was hipach the shemus. So how was Hashem mahapich? As the marshal, what he wanted to say Elohim, as Hashem was mafsikoi be'emsa, and he just said rakel, because kel is the shame of midas arachim, like keli keli lama zaftani. Kel itself is midas arachimim. That's like the mandiyama that the malach was ikvoy ledaber. That's the first part of the pasuk. It says ma'ekev loikova kel. Dainu, he tried to do an ekev, but he couldn't because kel. He only could get out of his mouth kel. He couldn't even get out of his mouth the elokim. And the other way he tried to do a klala was with the shame of yud ke. Ko. As Hashem made over here, that b'mkoyim to say ka, you should say the shame yud kei vav kei, which is the shame of rachamim. So I pshat in the hemshel of the pasuk ma'ezem loizoim yud kei vav kei. Tiny, when he tried to be zoim with the shame yud kei, as Hashem made it into a shame yud kei vav kei. As you see in the goyim, the zelba nekuda, that the kivun of Bilam was to be mekatrig, to be ma'ir, the midas hadin. As lefi zeh zeh gishmak, what it writes in Parshas Kisese, when it says that lo yovi hamoini v'moy avi b'kal Hashem, because they were seicha Bilam to give a klala, and Hashem was mehapir b'klala lebracha ki avecha. As you see, that the reason why Hashem was mahapach was the mid of Ava. Kiyadua, the mid of Ava, Rachmanis, is the hepach of midas adin. So that's the word that mi'avas Hashem loisanu, Hashem was not koyis. That's a pshat in the oimek. Hashem didn't give any anog of kas and din, but oisai zman. The Archaim over there is madgish that mi'avis Hashem, because be'etzim there was what to be mekachik. There were chataim that Klal Yisrael did, and Bilam wanted to be maske them. Mi'avis avis Hashem, Hashem didn't look at the chataim. Be'emes zema shekosev ba'atayr in the bracha. Lo yibit oven be'yakov lo yroa amal be'yisrael. It's not stam he's saying it. Nahainu mishum ze ein lo koyach lekalel. Because Hashem's like Mistakel Alaveris, Hashem Aloikov, Imai, Vichuas Melech Boy. Rashi says, Adain Chvivas Amelech Boy. He was coming to be Makachig, that Hashem should get upset, not being Noig B'midas Ahava. He wasn't able to, because Loi Hibirav and B'Yakov, Loi Ra'am will be Yisrael. The Fizet, Ramesha was Mazbir, that if the reason why Bilam couldn't give a klala was because the hanhag of Avos Hashem, as he wasn't able to be mekachig, so Moshe said that pshat in the hemshech of the Gemara on Daf Kuv Vav, that Bilam was nights in the Eitzah kedei lahachshel klal Yisrael. What Eitzah did he give? The Eitzah of Znus. Why did he give the Eitzah of Znus? Because the lashon of the Gemara on Daf Kuv Vav Amid Aleph is Elokim shel Elu soine zima. Hainu, if the reason why he couldn't get a klala was Miroiv Avas Hashem, as Bilam said, let's be ma'ira that Hashem shouldn't love them anymore, that Hashem should hate them, and then we'll be able to do bad for them. So that's why he bedafka was miayitz on znus, because that's koirim echas v'shalom. There should be a hanhaga hepechava. This is the Gvaldiga Limud Lididon. And Avada, you have to be Shomer from Zima because it's an Avera of Chas V'Shalom being Nispashed Ba. Of we see a Zima has such a koyach to be mekachig on Klal Yisrael. Because Saini Zima Hashem. We see Bechush that when they were Avraham Benayis Midian, as there was a Magefa that went out to be Mechale and it was killing all over. Amish, I even know the amounts that were killed if someone wouldn't have came and stopped it. As there were other Chatayim that they did, that they didn't stop, they didn't start dying right away. Zima miyad. A person has to be careful. Chas v'shalom, there shouldn't be such a kitchuk. Stasis in Avodah Zarah and Dav Dalid and Brachos Dav Zayin asked that if the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyes was only a rega, Zim Kain, what could he have said in that rega also? Anyway, it's only a quick rega. What kind of a klala could he give? As one teretz of Tasis is that he would have started giving the klala that rega, and once you started that rega, what he continued would have worked also. HaShulchan wants to boy from here, Rizu Yechidish La'alocha, that if someone starts Kriyashma before Zman Kriyashma, and he continues, it's called, he said the whole Kriyashma, Zman Kriyashma. Somebody says Tfila, he starts before Shkia, he could continue Mincha after Shkia. As you see in Taisis, once you haskel in the Zman, Asif Nimshach Acha Haskalah. Yesh Lodin on the right, Yadarach HaShulchan. Taisis is talking about a klala, just tali in Kasav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there's this man, there's this man. Maisa the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is not like the Yadarach HaShulchan. Kenera the Chavetz Chaim Hel, it's only a din in klala. Can buy from there the Kriyashman Tfilah. Taisis Lamaisa gives another Teret. Taisis says that he could have said a short word that's a klala, which is kalim, chaf lamed mem. And Taisis and Avodah Zarah says, lefi zeh, what does it mean? Hashem was mahabach the klala lebracha, because Hashem turned the word kalim into melech. So Meisha Shapiro was masbid the Taisis, that Taisis is not saying just a play on words. And Hashem switched the words from Kalim to Melech. Now, Taisis is explaining what's the reason why the Klala wasn't able to be Shailen on them. Because Kal Yisrael's Mamlichim Hashem, it's the Kriyashma and the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, the Munah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, as that Gufa was Goyrim, that the Klala shouldn't be able to be Chal on them. Mishum Zeh, the Hipoch, was Al Yedei the words Melech. Because Klal Yisrael is the Am that are Mamlichim Hashem. As a Mela, when someone wants to try to say Kalam Hashem, is Mahapachit Lamelech. You could add with another Yisoid that the Moshe said over from the Svarim Makdashim that the Neshama of a person is Morkav from three Chalakim: Neshama B'Mayach, Ruach B'Lev, and Nefesh B'Kovet. I know the Ikon Neshama of a person is in his Mayach, in his brain, the Ruach, which is another chilek of the neshama, is in his lev. The nefesh is in the kavod. The void of a person is that his mayach should be shelet on his lev, which is his midas, his kavod, which is his taiva, and then a person is a melech. If chas v'shalom, a person is noyig lehepuch, that the taiva makes the ritzainus halev, and then he starts using his brains to be able to get his taivas, and the inventions people make with their brains, that people should be able to fill their taivas, as then he's kelem, chav kaved lev melech. Kelem is milashin busha, in cha busha gdoyle mizu. As when Bilam said kelem, he was trying to mekatrek, that Klal Yisrael goes busted their taiva, look how many chatayim they did. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back, melech. No, be'etzem Klal Yisrael, their chefse is their mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a melu, you can't give them the klala of kelem. If he's there also, it's bishmak, you try to be machtiyem biznus, because ein lecha klima gadol mizu, ein lecha lahaylech basa taiva gadol mizu. The makor to what Ramesha said, that the mahapach was mikoyach eschus, is from the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara in the Hemshech says that Kulam Chazu L'Klala. Lama Chazu L'Klala. Re Hashem was Mahabichil L'Bracha. The Moshe said, Vais Techois, when afterwards, when they were Mitkalkal and they did Chatayim, as that was Mahabich, the Klala L'Bracha, and gave the Koyach, the Klala to be Shailet. But the Gemara is Moisev, that even though it was Chazal L'Klala, everything was chayzer from klala chutz mi bati knis yesu bati midrashus the matovu alecha Yaakov. As a Moshe was masber that in oimik the Gemara means not only the brach of matovu alecha, but when we're in the bati knis yesu and the bati midrashus, then was zeicha lekol habrachus and not shum klala could be shaylet pa. So it's madgish that the bracha of a yid is when we're in the bati knesiyos, the tefillos, when we're in the bati midrashis, when we learn. When at chas v'shalom, out of the bati midrashis, the bati knesiyos, nimshachim acha agayim, then the klalos and the bad things could be shaylet on us. Rabbi Yechanan says, mevuchaso shalo yisoy rosho, yodam arotza lekalalim. Nayinu Hashem was mahapachit, as the klala was the opposite. As we gave a bracha matayvu, you see that he was right. So shloim v'hem bati midrashes u'bati knesiyos mishkenai secha. You see shloim shloim yisha shchina layim. As Maral of Yechdusha Hagadus says a gishmaki yisoid, big yisoid. He says that be'emes Bilam understood that the shayrish l'kol milas Yisrael is bashem nimsayim v'beis hamedrash v'beis haknesses. That's the Shairish HaKol L'Kol HaTayv. So we say every day when we come to the Beis HaKnesses in the morning, Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. The Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash is Kol HaTayv. As Bilam knew, the only way he could give a klal is if he stops it. So that's why he tried to stop it. V'gam D'inyin HaSheni Shlo Yishra Shechina. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tayvu Meitiv, Shairish L'Kol HaMakar HaBrachas. There's Ashra Shechina. Nothing, no bad thing could be Shailet on them. As he had to try to be Mafsik, that in it. He said, we all could be Misayra and Nechshivas of this Inyan, to be always in the Beis HaMedrash, always in the Beis HaKnesses. Vayidei zeh v'zeichet hashra shechina. It's ki yadua. Person who's loymed, he's zeichet kol makom asher asker shmi avoy alecho v'erech tichon. One din in tefillah. So makom hashra shechina in the Beis HaKnesses. It's not two separate things. It's one kav of the same thing. The makom Beis Medrash and Beis HaKnesses brings that hashra shechina. Kuchabricha v'rei sechanu. As Hashem, to be mahabach kol haklalos, to always be munach in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, yidei zeh, u'bizaycha kol hamatoivu alecha, kol habrachas, kol hayishuos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.